Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
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 Mellow mood, y'all. Everybody's online. Hello, good afternoon or evening, because I know it can't be morning. It's too late. Anyway, welcome to Friday Happy Hour. This is your host, Linus, and I'm so glad that you're here. We're going to have a good time, good discussions, and just we laugh. We do laugh a lot, but it's all good, and we also talk about profound things sometimes. You know, we do learn. Every day you do learn something new. So that is definitely appreciative. Even through the laughter, the common sense and the wisdom factor does come in. Well, you can catch up with me on my website at theessenceofsuccess.net, or you can see me on YouTube 3 days a week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 6 p.m. on the Essence of Success Network. We have a really good time. I do psychic readings. And we just have a good time. And at the end, I do a collective, but I try and do a reading for everybody in the room if I don't have, hopefully, too many questions. But anyway, so check me out Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday on YouTube, The Essence of Success at 6 p.m. Thank you so much for supporting and joining the show. The co-host is She-How Spirit. And right about now, I think I'll bring everybody in. Okay, first up, 901 is She-How Spirit. Hey, girl.
Hello, beautiful ladies.
How you doing?
Hi, She-How.
Hey. All right. Next up is Christina Hesley, my Christina. Hi, Christina.
Hi. Hey, Christina.
How you doing?
Hi, Christina.
Hi, She-How.
All right. Next up is Jessica J. Glad you got a chance to steal away and join with us tonight. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm just working and being at OT, but I'm listening in. I'll keep in and say something.
I know you at work, babe, but thank you. I appreciate you coming in. And next person, Miss Wilhelmina.
Hello,
Wilhelmina. Hello, hello.
Hi, Miss Wilhelmina.
Hello, Chicago. Deborah,
yep, and the last person up is Deborah R.
Hey, y'all.
Welcome in, Deborah
R.
Hi,
Deborah.
I heard a lot about you, girl.
Hi, Deborah.
I'm glad you guys have it. Thank you. Same here.
Yeah, we ain't forgot about you. You know we're going to bring you out.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Well, anyway,
okay,
let me tell you this. There you go. There's a few things I want to discuss, and then we'll get into that because we're going to have a raging good show. I tell you, I'm going to open Pandora's box. But anyway, did anybody see about Giuliani today on the news? Now, you know, I listen to the radio or I read it on the Internet. This is to pull his bar license. He done done so
I have
much.
Not watched any TV today.
Think you really... Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but anyway, they're getting ready, New York City, they're getting ready to pull his bar license. I said, well, we all know he's going to jail, no doubt about that. But I was like, God, when he does get out, he'll be old anyway. He couldn't even, consultant? Because he won't even have a license. He can do that. So,
yeah.
And then the next thing... This is half validation for me. Now, Harry and Meghan are thinking about going back to UK. Now, I have predicted this for a few years. Mm-hmm. I saw them as being divorced, but I always saw Harry going back to England. I did. I never did not see that. I always saw him going back home, but I felt like him and Meghan were going to get divorced, and Meghan was going to be like Diana, a single mother with two kids. You know, and Harry would remarry.
I wonder why, though.
Yeah, but Harry's going to remarry. If they do move back, I don't know, it's iffy whether they'll be together or not. If Harry will remarry, and I saw when he remarried, he's married somebody of his own culture. You know, not some Hollywood celebrity, right? You know, in that type of life, like somebody just live, know about royalty and policies and regulations, right? So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's nice. At least you got to experience the other side of life, the real life.
Yeah.
Because they're so protected and galvanized and blinded, you know, not just that royal family, but any royal family. Kids don't really see what is real life. So anyway, but that was just validation for me. Half. That's why I say half, because now Meghan said that she's going with him. They're going back to England. I'm like, oh, okay. That's quite interesting. Quite interesting. But it doesn't surprise me. I don't know why I always feel like Meghan was just a person like, I'm rich, I got money. You know, type of person. Mm-hmm. I always did feel, I mean, I know her and Harry were raised differently. And I'm not saying she's a gold digger. I don't see her that way. But she wants that public image, notoriety. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what I want to say, notoriety. And I just thought, you know, you ain't no different than any other Hollywood couple, except you married a prince. You know, life goes on, but, you know, it's
like
somewhat
distant
something.
Cousins? Harry
I'm
and
sorry?
Meghan, aren't they like distant cousins? Aren't they like distant cousins? I heard something about they're related from like years back, from like distant, disconnected cousins, bloodline-wise.
I don't know, Jessica. I'm not saying it cannot be true. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. I heard something like that on the Great Ryan show, but it could be possible why he married her, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. All right, well, y'all ready to... Yeah, I just want, you know, I was just putting a little bit out there to see what y'all had to say. You know, what did you think of the Giuliani? Yeah, we knew he was going down. They're just stripping him. Yeah, like Richard Pryor said, he went to court and took my dreams.
But didn't he do it to himself?
Well, yeah, he did.
He didn't
he
do it
did.
To himself?
Yeah, well, you know, that's what he gets for
following Trump.
Following Trump, yeah. I was going to say backup for Trump, but yeah, following Trump. That's the best thing. Because I'm not going to say he was stupid. He believed in him and that Trump experience.
Uh-huh.
So he thought what he was doing was right. He believed in him, not knowing all the time he was being hung out on the clothesline.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, okay, y'all, here we go. So what we're going to start, and there's several of them under this particular heading, the best line to end blank. So I've had arguments, relationship, a job, friendship. So does that sound good to y'all? We'll do them separately, but, I mean, does that sound good?
Yeah.
You know, best line to end a
–
okay. So the first one, best line to end a argument. Mine is, I'm through talking. That's it. I'm through talking. I just walk away because I'm not going to – two fools going down the highway ain't going to get nowhere. You know what I mean? So I just – I'm through talking. I walk away. All right, Deborah, what's yours?
I'm done and just pretty much like you. When I don't want to argue with nobody anymore, I just be done.
All right, Miss Wilhelmina.
Mine is that's it. I'm done, and I walk away. I've had enough.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how I feel, too. All right, Jessica, the youngster in the room.
I would just, you know how, like, people, like, somebody's talking, cut them off while they're conversating, let them argue with themselves. Hey, click on them while they're talking, or slam the door on their face while they're trying to talk to you.
Well, you're still young.
I don't know.
The way you handle things will change as you experience life. But that's okay. Yeah, that's okay. All righty. Miss Christina? Christina?
I'm with Wilhelmina. I have to just say, that's it. I'm done. And it really hasn't happened many times in life, but I can think of a few particular instances, and I'm just not going to keep arguing the same point over and over. That's it. I'm done.
Yeah, because I was going to say, it doesn't matter. You know, it could be a situation, family, friends, or at the store, whatever. All right, Sheha Spirit, what you got to say, young lady?
Well, if I can leave, I will. If I can just leave, put distance there, I will. But if not, I just stop talking. There's no need to carry on a conversation that round and round and round, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so the consensus is you would just stop talking and walk away from the situation. Am I correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Now, the best line to end a relationship.
I lose my phone and don't call me no more, okay? Just lose my phone number.
I'll just try to be funny, though. But, you know, I think it's a matter of just stating why the relationship didn't work.
That way you can kind of clear the air as to why, you know, It just doesn't work for you. It just doesn't work for the both of you. So I think it's a good thing and a helpful thing to state some facts. And,
what if the person ghosts you? Then what?
I have the power to say good riddance, you know. I don't care if they ghost me or whatever. And if they ghost me, I'm just not always the one to reach out and try to contact. That's God gave me a good thing. I mean, I can love a person, true enough, but all of you ladies know, I have always said, you have got to show me that you care. And if you don't show me that you care, and if you ghost me, okay, you beat me to the point. That's all I can say about that.
Okay, next, Jessica J. Is that, no, I'm sorry, Christina.
I wanted to say, oh, go ahead, I'm sorry. I just say good luck to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, Christina. All right, Go ahead, Jessica. Oops.
I just said good luck, you know, good luck to you, and just leave it at that. Just let them just wonder, and then don't try to contact or anything like that in that nature. And, you know, just always know that your worth is way more than what they're given.
Absolutely.
All right, Ms. Wilhelmina.
If they said you don't value this, someone else will.
Well, it all depends on what type of relationship we busted out on. It depends on if we ended it on a loving relationship, then we both said goodbye friendly, and that was it. It was nice. But if he ghosted me, then, you know, I would be hurt. Oh, boy, that'd be hurt. But you know what? I pick back up, have some courage, some strength, and have somebody else on my arms. But if it was a bad relationship, I still have a bad mom, and I wouldn't say nothing. Next thing you know, I'd be done dropped you like a hot potato, and I ain't said nothing to you, and I have be with somebody else, so you know it.
All right.
That's what I'm talking about.
I hear you.
When one got off the bus, another one got on. All right. next up, Deborah R. Best line to end a relationship.
Oh, you asking me?
Yes, Deborah. You up?
Okay, I'm sorry. I got this commotion going on outside my door, so I kind of.
You being nosy.
Anyway, I was. I had a moment of being irritated. That's all. I'm sorry. No, I would just well, most of the relationships that I've been in ended. Wasn't always anything said to end the relationship. We just went our separate ways. The last I have ended a relationship where I just told them, you know, hey, have a good life. And just went on about my business, you know. And we don't see each other anymore. That's pretty much the way mine, I have ended relationships. But most of the time, they may have just, like, stopped talking to me, you know, left. And that was it.
Well, okay. Mine is two. One is like She-Hulk spirit. Lose my number. That's a quick one. Lose my number with the quickness. And then if it's been a minute, then I'll tell them I'm not the one that you're looking for, and you're not the one that I'm looking for. So I wish both of us the best. I forgive you, and I forgive me. God bless us both, and see ya. And as I walk away, I'm probably saying, "I wouldn't want to be you."
Yeah,
but that's, you know, but the quick one, I'm like, she, I'll lose my number, you know. Mm-hmm. And I delete everything about that individual. But if we've been together for a minute, I'll give you the element of the doubt. But that's it. I'm not going back. When I'm done, I'm done. So that's kind of it. But, I mean, I hope we can be friends, you know. I see you out, and I'm like Miss Wilhelmina, somebody else is on my arm. I hope that we can be respectful to one another, and same with you. You know, if you're with another woman.
That's
true. So, all right, next one. Best line to end a best line to end a job. I'll start this one off. Mine is two fingers, I'm out. When I've got everything lined up now, when I was young in my 20s, but as I got older, I make sure that the next job would give me 2 weeks because, you know, you might want a little downtime, a little 2 or 3 days, you know. But 2 weeks and I know that I'm going to start the job, I tell the current job, two fingers, see ya. So, okay, this is best line to end a job. Yeah. So I make sure I got everything.
I never left a job, basically. So, so I don't know how I would end if I was on a job and was done with it. I don't have anything to say about that. I don't know what I would do or how I would end it.
Ms. Wilhelmina?
Well, all the jobs that I have had, they were good jobs. I loved them and enjoyed myself. But the one job that I hated in the end was I had to let them know that, you know, I got a medical condition, so I'm putting in my, resignation and I'm leaving. So that was the best one I could come up with. I didn't just let them know it wasn't another job. I was ready to leave. My body told me it's time to go. So I told them I had a medical condition. It was time for me to go.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it is. It is. To say that, oh, yeah, that's a real good one. All right, Ms. Jessica J. You at work now. I shouldn't even be asking you.
Or I don't say nothing at all.
Yeah, you at work now. Okay, Christina.
I don't say nothing, especially if I don't like the job. I take a day off.
I know, but you at work, so you shouldn't. You don't need to be in on this discussion. Jessica, you're up. Christina, I'm sorry, you're up.
Well, I don't like burning bridges, and I have to say the jobs I've had have been pretty good jobs. So I would just say I had a better opportunity, and I'm giving you my 2 weeks' notice. The last job I left, they wanted a month's notice, but, you know, I try to leave on good terms. I've had, you know, I can't complain about the jobs too much, so I would rather leave on good terms.
Yeah, me too. When that's possible. My main job, But I'd work two jobs, so the second one was part-time. And one time I pulled in the full-time. So, yeah, I didn't really care. My main job during the day, yeah, I cared about that one. But anyway. Okay, Sheha?
I never really just walked away. I always told them that I found me something that I think that I would like better to do, but I've always, you know, given notices. I never just walked out.
Okay. All righty. Well, the next one is friendship. Best line to end a friendship. Whoever wants to start, you just jump right in there. There's had to be friendships from 18, and I know I'm the oldest one in here, 74, so there's had to be some friendships that you had to walk away from and say, mm-mm, it's either me or you, and I love me.
I agree.
For me, I just stopped. I stopped here for the person, or I stopped contacting the person myself. It just ends.
Yeah.
It's nothing said, really. Nothing to be said.
That's really. Yeah.
It's like, if I don't want to be your friend anymore, or you don't want to be my friend, we just don't even talk no more.
Yeah, that's me. We just don't talk. Man.
Yes.
We just don't talk.
Yeah. And that's the end of the friendship. Now, there's been friendships that have kind of ended, and then years later, they come back. And I'm not talking with a man. I have had females.
No, friendship.
Have,
yeah.
You
yeah,
know,
friendship,
yeah, friendship
too.
That we
yeah.
have. Yeah, yeah. That we've had was close friends. We would, you know, we would talk and be around. And then all of a sudden, we went our separate ways. We didn't hear from each other. We didn't talk to each other. And then we came back, and years later, it's like nothing ever happened. I mean, you know, it didn't change. I guess it was a time period when that person needed to have their space, and they were doing what they were doing in their life, and I was doing what I was doing in my life. So that's the way, pretty much. But any friend that I've had, that I haven't had a whole lot of them. I guess I don't trust a lot of people. So,
That's true.
People that I have maybe had friendship for a short period of time or so, it ended and we just stopped talking.
Mm-hmm.
That was done.
Yeah, just stopped talking.
Yeah. That's mine.
Something just popped into my head. I got a question. Would you enter friendship with a girlfriend if you knew that she was messing up on her husband?
No.
No.
I wouldn't.
No.
No.
Because that's kind of not my business.
So would you expect your...
Don't like him, don't care for him.
No, I would not. I wouldn't. I mean, you know.
Would you allow a man to do that? The same thing if it was one of your husbands or your boyfriend's male friend, and you knew his wife, and here he was coming to your house with another woman, you would feel the same way?
Oh, he gonna have
well,
a lot coming.
For
now.
Me,
so,
I wouldn't want him to bring another woman to my house. If I say if I had a boyfriend living together, or if it was a husband and we were mutual friends with the wife and the two people, the man and woman,
no.
Not going to bring another. If I've been friends with your spouse or your significant other and you guys been coming to my house, you're not going to come in here and bring somebody else. I am not going to go for that.
I agree with Ms. Wilhelmina. I agree. You can't bring anybody. If I'm with your wife. Yeah, go ahead, Ms. Whitney.
I wouldn't even want my friend, the female friend, to, if she was having an affair on her husband, I wouldn't, knowing that I know her husband, I wouldn't want her to bring another man to my home either.
That's true. I agree with that.
It has to go both ways. Well, then too, I guess it depends on how close, because you could have, like me, I could have a best friend where I'm friends with the woman, but not so much her husband, but I know her husband, and if I've known him for years, I would say that's not right. You know, you got to keep that outside somewhere. You can do what you want to do, but keep it out.
Keep it out somewhere. I agree with that. I agree.
Because if the men find out, they're going to blame you, too, you know, that you had something to do with the whole situation.
Okay, good question. Have you ever told family or friend that their, I'll say significant other because they stand for a lot, was seeing somebody else? Did you ever tell them that, family or friend?
Not
like
me.
A warning,
you
know, like, you know.
I told my sister that once, and she told him exactly what I said, so I didn't tell her no more.
Yeah,
okay.
I fell out with one of my closest friends for 6 months because I told her about her man. So I don't know, like, you know, we're all talking about friendship, so it's like, do you tell? Or do you just shut up? You know, because it is going to cause a rift in your friendship.
Oh, yes. One way or another, because there, I have a friend that she wants to know. If I see something, I'm just like, I better tell her, okay? Because if I don't, she's going to be mad. But then you have others that, they really, you know, I mean, I know I've had people that have seen something, you know, family-wise and didn't tell me. I didn't get mad about it, you know, There are some people that they just want to know. And if you don't tell them and you're close to them, they're going to look at you, you know, funny.
Well, they just have to look at me because I ain't going to say a word. I'm not going to even admit that I know. You know, because I've been here and done that, and that was a terrible feeling.
You know,
not to have a deal in my life for 6 months. So, no. I mean, now, I may pull the person to the side and whisper it in their ear or something, you know, how bad that looks or what are you doing? Won't you be a man, you know, stand up if you want to be in a relationship and run around people's house with
right.
your new girlfriend or your new boyfriend. But
mm-mm.
I'd rather not know. And if they came to my house, I'd just turn around, go right back to your car. You know, I know your wife.
Mm-hmm.
Your husband, so
yeah.
just turn around and go right back to the car. Mm-hmm. You have no company today.
I want no part of that.
No visitors are welcome today.
Yeah.
That bat is lying. It says, welcome, they're lying.
Oh.
No, but those are good questions because those are, that does test your friendship, you know. It tests
mm-hmm.
your friendship not only when you get older, but as you're getting to the experienced part of life between 40 and 60. And so you see these things. When you're young, you don't give a darn. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, I can have four or five bad boyfriends. That ain't no big thing. But by the time you get 40 and up, you start, you know, you start contemplating, reflecting on that shit. So it's like, okay, we got these friendships
yeah.
and stuff, but how many of them are do or die? You know, a ride or die. Is that what it is, Jessica, ride or die?
Right.
Yeah. So, but wow. these things come up in a friendship, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What's your boundary, the bottom line, to loan somebody money? Friendship, okay? Because I got
yeah.
burnt. That's why I told y'all on the show, I'll just give you the money. Screw the dumb shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just give you the money. I'm not going to loan you shit because I ain't going to get it back. And if I do, you'll
mm-hmm.
be piecemealing it.
Mm-hmm.
I got
now,
a question.
How do y'all feel about that when you loan people money and 9 times out of 10 you know you're not going to get it back?
Well, that's the only way I'm going to loan it anyway. It won't matter whether I get it back or not because I'm not, I hate to ask anybody to pay me. So if you're a person that I know that I, is there any chance I may not get my money back, you're not going to get it in the first place.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Experience is a teacher, ain't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If I loan it to you, if you want it as a loan and I give it to you and you don't give it back, you just can never ask me for none again.
For nothing again.
You know?
For nothing.
Now, see, that's the way my dad was. He was our payday loan.
Yeah, you can't ask.
Well, payday loan even existed. Yeah, he didn't play. If you didn't come back with his money on that day, you better never ask no more. Never.
Yeah, if you ask me, you know, and I mean, if it's just a few dollars, I'm not tripping on it, but. I'm not going to continue to give you a few dollars either. Every time, you know,
yeah.
and you go, don't say it's a loan. Just say, here, I need this, whatever, you know. But,
That's true.
You know, I've loaned money and I did not get it back, okay?
Yeah.
And I just I gave away that money, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that person, those people, that particular people that done it, they can't get no more from me.
Yes,
hell no.
Not, you know, and not unless I'm just gonna give it up. From, you know,
mm-hmm.
they can't come and say, "Can I borrow?"
Mm-hmm.
I know we've loaned money. Me and my husband both, and I've loaned money too, relatives mostly, but. You wouldn't know if they would be able to pay it back from their past, from what they've
right.
been doing. And
mm-hmm.
if you loan them money and they never pay you back and they ask you again, you just say, I don't have it. But you know that they're not going to be able to pay you back. You might as well give it to them.
Mm-hmm.
And look at them like, you know, just from your heart, just give it to them. They need it more than you do.
Yeah.
Right. If I borrow, if I ask somebody to loan me some money, I'm going to pay them back.
You pay them back.
I've been given money and been told not, oh, you don't have to worry about paying me back. And I was like, you don't want me to pay you back? I want to make sure that's clear now. I've been given money quite a bit at one time and was told, don't pay it back. They just wanted to bless me. I said, thanks for the blessing.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, and how long do they take your kindness for weakness when you know you're not going to get that money back? You stop it?
Yeah, you have to stop it. You got to stop it yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't give them more than I think they won't come like, back and ask you for no more.
Uh-uh.
I normally give if I know, like, okay, it's not coming back, you know? I don't have expectations from people. And if I don't have it, I won't give it.
That's true. That's me.
Well, yeah, I don't have it, I won't give it. But I don't mind giving it if I, as long as I got it, you know, to give.
Well, I got a humdinger for you. If you were lucky enough to win $1 million, and I'm talking about something like hit five or pick three, whatever that stuff is, or pick four, would you keep it to yourself, or would you allow other people to know?
I don't ever keep that to myself.
Knowing me, I'm going to let somebody know.
Whoever said no, me either.
I did. Well, me, I ain't letting you know.
I'm probably going to let somebody know.
I ain't going to let nobody know. And if I figure that, and I got this money and you need a little bit, I'm going to give it to you anonymously.
My earphone came out.
I would let some people know.
You would?
Yeah, I would, and I would share with as many, depending upon the amount of money, like if it was in the millions, I'd try and make as many people millionaires as possible. But I'm sure, we're not talking about that much money, but I think I would still be tempted to share with people that I knew needed it.
And you could do that, Christina, anonymously.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be a likelihood.
Yeah.
Okay. Sheha?
I would tell someone, but the fact is, do they have to know how much that you won or how much money that you have problem comes in at? Because you already have figured out how much you can give or going to give, so they don't have to know the bottom line, just accept what you're giving them and they let that be it.
Okay. If you were to get married tomorrow, per se, would it be economics? What would be two things? Okay. Would credit and health be important to you when you marry this individual? There you go. If you were to get married tomorrow, would credit and health be important to you?
Yes. Health?
I think so.
Health, definitely.
Definitely.
I mean, I don't want to be marrying somebody that I'm going to have to care for. Not at my age.
Not at my age. I wouldn't want to.
Now, well, yeah, health would definitely be a real factor. Credit, it depends on how bad or good the credit is. How bad, I should say, the credit is. Because if it's good, that's great.
Well, okay, well, I say credit so that economically between the two of you, you can continue on, or is he in bad straits or whatever, and you got to pull up what you have to make it. So that's why I said, and health-wise, yeah, you know. I mean, if you're married to someone and they become disabled, that's a different thing, or you with a partner for a number of years and things happen. Hey, that's life. Hey, no biggie.
Yes,
but,
yes. But not if they're already.
But
no,
see, I would marry a man in the wheelchair. You know, y'all laughed at me because I said, well, he got a tongue. Shoot. Like, Sheeha, if you treat me like a queen, I'm going to treat you like a king. I don't care if you are in a wheelchair. You look to me like you're 10 feet tall.
Ooh. Well.
No.
I don't know.
But, I mean, that's just me, because I look on the inside, because I could get with somebody that's very good-looking and treat me like a blip, you know? So, I mean, it could go either way, though. Rain on me, Zeus. I like it.
Yeah.
Well, with me, I'm not saying that person can't have some type of, maybe have a, we all have some health
attributes.
Problems, you know, everybody,
yeah.
You know, but I don't want to be having to take care of somebody bedridden, you know. I don't. Right now, where I'm
okay,
at, I
but
don't.
What if they weren't? When you met them, they weren't, but now they are. Now what? Curious. Now what?
Oh, when I,
they
oh,
weren't
you
like
mean,
that. You went everywhere, did everything, vacations and stuff, and now because of a car accident,
I probably would if I've been in a relationship with you and we and it's been good and then all of a sudden we say this gonna get me. Yeah, I would do that in that case. But to meet somebody in that way and marry them, no. Because basically, if they became that way after us being together, what that says is, it'd be if you marry somebody, you marry them and you want to be with them, no matter what, to death do you part, you know, sickness and health.
Thick and thin.
So,
that's right. Thick and thin until.
Yeah. I would do it if it's somebody I already been seeing, you know, and no. But not if I met you and like that. I'm not going to marry you.
Okay, well, it's something to think about. What would be the difference in you marrying a man that's disabled or that happens to you within the relationship?
Mm-hmm.
If it happens, at least you have a forthcoming, you know ahead of time. I don't know, but I mean,
I think it would depend on the disability, what type of disability it is.
Yeah.
It depends on what type of the disability it really is, because paraplegic or whatever, and if you meet somebody, no, I don't think I would, you know, if I just met someone, it would depend on the type of disability. If I could even consider that, but it would be, you know, because we all probably have some handicaps, but what type of a disability it is.
Well, I wouldn't.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm like, it depends. Yeah, it depends on the condition of that disability for us to get married after we meet, you know, just met rather.
Mm-hmm. It wouldn't matter to me. If I love that person, I would stick by that person. But
if I'm married to you,
I wouldn't mind.
Go ahead, listen.
But if this person is a lazy somebody and didn't go out there and try to work and want to lay up, no, you can't come in here and lay up and, I ain't getting ready to take care of no lazy man, no. We're going to work together and be a team. But if you get sick, are you sick before we even get married, you know, and we know each other, and I will stick with that person. I can't
throw that person out.
I just can't throw that person away like that.
Right. I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't.
But if he's lazy, he gone.
Mm-hmm. I know. There's nothing like a lazy man.
Ew.
And nasty.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, no. Mm-mm.
Clean up behind somebody and clothes laying all in front. Get some clothes out and clothes yourself.
No, mm-hmm. I couldn't do that.
Could you marry someone from a different culture where the woman is to be sublime?
Hell no.
You stand behind the woman,
Christina.
A man, not next to the man, but behind him.
No.
Don't choke.
<I'm out. laughs> Not this one. I ain't gonna do that.
No.
Well, I have a question, ladies. I have a question. Okay, what if your children, a child, a female, well, your son or your daughter is married, right? Your son or your daughter is married, and they want to bring their side piece to your house, and they're married, and you know the wife, and you and the wife has a good relationship. Would you allow him to, or her to bring the outside to your house?
If they need help with some place of getting themselves together, yes, I would. If they married and they need some help getting themselves together, I would. But after that, something got to give.
Well, no, it's like they're already married, and they have a husband and a wife, and you know the husband and the wife, and you have a relationship with the husband or the wife, but they go out there, they want to find them a girlfriend or a man friend, and could they bring that girlfriend or that man friend around you, and you know their wife or the husband?
No,
you don't.
No, not if they have an affair. Not if they have an affair like that.
No.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
No.
If they have an affair. But, my daughter and her husband, they're in the process of getting divorced. So she has a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yes. I know that she left her husband. I know that she's divorcing. So that, yes, she's able to bring the boyfriend around me. But not if she was just having an affair on her husband and not going to leave him and divorce him, I would not allow that.
I would not.
You know?
I would not allow that.
Even if I wasn't even close to her husband, you know what I'm saying? No, I wouldn't allow it if it was just a fling, you know, but I know that she is actually in the process of divorcing, so no, yeah, it's okay with me that way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But she couldn't have done it if she wasn't divorcing.
If she wasn't, okay.
Yeah, she would have never done that. I would have not allowed her, even though she's my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Continue. I'm listening.
Next, whoever.
Anybody else want to bring up a question? This is interesting.
That was a good question.
That was a good one.
Go ahead, Christina.
I think it's a tough question, and it would, no doubt, you know, anything your kids want, you want the best for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it would depend on meeting them and the circumstances. That is tough. I can't say yes or no.
Okay. Well, the circumstances, you're right about that, but if it's just a fling that they're out, just having themselves a fling is, it would be tough. I don't think they could bring their romantic partner, just a romantic partner to my house.
See where Christina's coming from. What if your kids are with a bad mate? You're glad to see them to get rid of Miss or Mister.
they should get rid of them. They should get rid.
Right.
Yeah. So sometimes you're glad to see the kids with somebody else.
Yeah. Yeah. What they
true?
They should get rid of that.
Mhm. Yeah.
All right, y'all. Any other questions?
No.
Y'all want to talk about the show or anything? Did I get 1 minute readings on you guys? No, we better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really can't because I've had a sippy poo, so I wouldn't be 100%. I'd be like, well,
okay.
she didn't have some of that fire water.
That might make it more elaborate.
You make it really say what you want to say then, Lance.
What you say then? Got that fire water in me. Yeah. But I don't do any of that stuff until after the show when I'm Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I stay clear and clean.
Yeah.
So, you know, but afterwards, well, that's a different thing.
That's a different thing.
Yeah. Anything y'all, now I'll answer quick, anything in the news or stuff that y'all want to know about? Your boy going down. DJT is going down. Okay.
Who?
D. Trump. DJT.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Is he really going down? Because he get away with everything.
Yeah, but honey, that galvanized and started to shred now. Many of his allies are starting to come forward and turn coat on him. So,
because all of them was having pain.
Oh, and did you see in Hollywood the actors went out for the writers in support of the writers?
Yeah.
On strike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And they're talking about UPS might be going on strike. So I'm going to tell y'all right now, if you've ordered anything within the last 10 days, and if you ordered it and UPS is going to deliver it, then once you get it, that's good. I will wait on doing any other ordering. Because they're talking
exactly.
about going out on strike. And I use UPS. Very seldom do I do USPS, but I use UPS a lot for my biz. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they're talking about going out on strike as well. So, you know, want to get ahead of that if you got stuff coming in mail or delivery. I shouldn't say in mail, but deliveries. And y'all already know, I told you already, the stamps are going up to 66 cents each.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to cover that
$144
billion deficit. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I think they went up already.
Yeah, they're going to tell you.
Yeah.
See. How's the weather where y'all live? How's everybody's weather doing?
It's warm here. It's hot.
What's it like in Georgia?
90. It was in the 101 the other 2 days, but today it was in the 90s.
Ooh. Oh, Lord. Vegas, come
that's
on now.
Warm.
Right now it's not it's 99 here. They say it was supposed to be 102 here.
Okay, that's California.
Saturday and Sunday is gonna be the hottest. The Saturday and Sunday is gonna be the hottest. Oh my God!
Mm-hmm.
Actually, for the rest of the week, it's gonna be in the three digits.
Oh,
kind of par for y'all, but more. Okay, Vegas. She ain't there. Wisconsin, Christina.
Wisconsin. Actually, we're doing pretty good. I would say it was in the 80s today, which you have to expect for summer. But we've had several days that were 60s and 70s, just perfect. But we've had, like, drought conditions. And now the last couple of days we've gotten so much rain, so our grass is starting to turn green again.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Right now our weather,
good.
To me, it's great.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Mm. It could be 50s and 60s all year round. I'd be happy.
Yeah.
Agreed. What's going on in Tennessee?
Well, Tennessee is 87 today, and that's a cold spell for Tennessee, okay? Because the rest of the week here, it's been like 105, 103, and so we're in a cold spell today.
that's nice, comfortable weather.
It's nice today.
Yeah, we got a cold spell.
All right, ladies, we're down to the 2 minute mark. I really appreciate you and I love you, and oh man, it's so nice to see and hear you guys on Fridays. So I'll let you say your goodbyes and thank you, and I'll let the music play in the background.
I have told Dennis how much we love you, ladies. And you all just have the blessed weekend possible, okay, ladies?
Well,
thank you,
you
Sheila. You also.
Yes, I love you as well. Love everyone.
Yes, I love y'all too.
All right. Have a good weekend.
All right. Yes. And if no one's told you they love you today, I do. Have a good weekend, everybody, and be safe out there.
All right.
Okay.
Have a good weekend.
Love you.
Love you too, honey.
Some bottom, so that the dancer just won't hide.